This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an Avery Karma. It's a Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale. Now, I wouldn't know this was a Belgian Pale Ale by looking at the bottle, but if you read the little blurb on the side of the bottle, it does talk about inspiring by Belgian Pale Ales. The description on the bottle certainly matches it, so I wouldn't have known it otherwise. I thought it was, I would have expected some weird beer with ginger in it or something. But anyway, it is a Belgian Pale Ale. It's a classic example in the guidelines, and I'm going to try it for the first time. So it's a very light copper color. It's very clear, bright even. Moderate white head, seems to be retaining well. All that is good for the style, so give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma is biscuity. That's a good sign. Medium. There's some light malt sweetness. Some toast. Medium low esters and phenolics. Moderate complexity. Everything seems very fresh, though. That's also a good sign. I'm not used to quite so much phenolics in this. Might be their choice of yeast. It's about my only complaint in the aroma, so I'll give it an 11. Tasting it, good balance. It's got a biscuity, bready malt, again moderate, medium bitterness. It's a medium to medium low esters and phenolics. Again, I'll pick at the phenolics being a little high. It's a moderately dry finish. Fresh and clean. It has a malty palate, and it seems drier in the finish than it really is, because the phenolics are also giving an impression of dryness. I'm going to give it a 17. Pretty good job. Mouthfeel. Medium body. Medium carbonation. Very smooth. It's somewhat creamy. It's a little unusual, but I like it. With a sort of dryish finish, it's fine. It doesn't come off as heavy, and it's not warming. I still give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, since I picked at it twice, I'll say it here too. The phenolics are a little high. Probably their choice of yeast. All the other flavors are really nice. They're quite appropriate. I like the bready, biscuity character. The bitterness level seems about right. You know, the balance is appropriate for the style. And I'm very happy to have it be clean and fresh tasting, because it's so hard to get a fresh example from Belgium. So this is, from Colorado, Boulder. So, and Avery makes a fair number of Belgian beers, and I know the brewer's been to Belgium several times, so certainly understands Belgian beers fairly well. I like to see when brewers in the U.S. make a credible, stylistically accurate take at a Belgian beer, rather than just sort of saying they're Belgian inspired and do something random. It's my only knock on it again for all of that is the way they named it, not identifying it as such. Maybe they figure the American consumer doesn't know what a Belgian pale ale is. But it's a decent tasting beer, so if you see it on the shelf, don't think it's some weird thing. It is a Belgian pale ale, and you can get a fresh sample of it. And it's pretty hard to get a version from Belgium, so I'd recommend checking it out. So overall, I gave it a 8, and that totals up to a 44. Pretty good on the style, just a little high in the phenolics. Probably just the yeast they used. So that's the Avery Karma, judged as a Category 16B Belgian Pale Ale.